So Saltai123 says, what have you learned from your charity work with the orphanages in Africa, isn't it?
Yeah, Houses of Hope. Mm. You know, well, it's funny that you said that. I'm planning a trip to go there soon. You know what I learned is it's once you're around kids like that have just been through so much and they're only eight, you know, and they've just been through so much. It makes you examine life and just realize how short it is and just all the opportunities that, you know, everyone's given on a day-to-day basis and that we sometimes take advantage of just because you don't realize how great you have it, you know? And these kids, like, they're so amazing. It's almost the same as, like, anytime I remember for Christmas, whenever I used to be home, we used to go all the time to, like, the children's ward and, like, the hospitals. And it's so funny because you think it would be really depressing because they're children that, you know, are either terminal or just very, very ill. And they're the happiest kids in the world. They have the best philosophy on life and take, and it's just sitting with them, it's almost like a blessing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Berengis says, what do you love about your fans? What's the one thing that you love about them?
I you know, the loyalty factor. They tend to follow me, you know, whatever I'm doing. Like, and I love that. I'm not really an artist that's ever afraid to try something different or out of the box. Like, I just did like a country single with an artist in America, and I wasn't really afraid to do that because my fans are really loyal. They just felt, they're like, you know what, if you're into it and it's something you believe in, then we'll back it, you know. And they're always so supportive, and I don't know, that's just the best thing you can ask for, because, you know, the fans, it's not the critics and it's no one else buying your albums, it's your fans. So you know, at the end of the day, just the support from them is pretty outstanding.
Hey Chelsea says, what one song is on your iPod that would surprise people? What is your guilty pleasure?
I don't know. I guess people, I don't come off as like a Nine Inch Nails girl, and I really like Nine Inch Nails. Oh. So maybe that would be surprising, but that's not really a guilty pleasure. It's just, I think that might be surprising to some.
Yeah, absolutely. Camilla Pizarro says, what song from Stronger are you most excited to perform?
Ooh, there's a couple of them that I'm excited about. You know, I just recently got to do the single Mr. Know It All, so that was really fun. That was for the first time ever in Berlin at this festival. So that was pretty cool because I've been excited to release something for a while now. So I don't know, but it'd either be that one or this song called You Love Me on the album. And it's just, I had a really bad day, and that's actually an understatement, but but it's just a real bad day, and I wrote a song about it and got it off my chest, and I think I'm just really excited to perform that because it's kind of therapeutic, you know, getting it out. So,
Eden says, are you planning on making a DVD for the next tour?
I'd love to. We've almost done it a couple times. It just didn't end up working out because either, you know, whatever political reasons. And I'd love to. That's my favorite part of my job is touring. And I think that's also like what, you know, like every artist has something that kind of has, you know, them to stand out, you know. And I think the live factor is just, even from how, you know, I got my start live on TV, you know, I think that's really why people are fans of me, is just, you know, singing and the musicianship of it all. So, I just think, you know, it's kind of a good thing for me. So I'd like people to see me live if they can't ever come out to a show.
Do you still get nervous on stage?
Oh, I've never been nervous on stage.
Really?
It's actually the stage helped me come out of, you know, my shell a little. Like, it, you know, I think whenever I was younger and I found out, you know, I was all right at singing, you know, I got on stage and it was more like I was more comfortable being on stage than off. So I think it, you know, finding something when you're young and finding something you actually are good at and you feel special at, I think really gives you your confidence a boost. So I think, yeah, it helped me come out of my show more. So
now, what other songs can we expect on Stronger, Kelly? What, apart from, you know, the song that you mentioned, Mr. Note, or what future songs could we expect from there? What sort of tempo, what kind of style?
You know what? There's some fun stuff. There's like a kind of a pop rock dance song that I really like, and I'm looking forward to performing. It's called What Doesn't Kill You. And that's a really fun one. And I just love the message. It's, you know, very much about overcoming tragedy or just, you know, obstacles or hurdles that get in the way in everyday life. And I love that. So it's just kind of a happy song to sing, because sometimes on tour, I write a lot of depressing music. So I was really happy when this song came along, because I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be a breath of fresh air during the tour. So I'm pretty excited about performing that one.
Thank you very much for coming on the show, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.